It is Wednesday, July 6th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And with us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy newsroom is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
And I keep sending folks to farmers markets.
Well, this is
it's a reminder, you know? And today until 1 o'clock, the Rogers Farmers Market takes place at the intersection of Arkansas and Elm Streets downtown. The Lawrence Plaza Market happens until 1 o'clock today at Lawrence Plaza in Bentonville. And the West Fork Farmers Market is from 3 o'clock until they get tired and go home on Arkansas 170 in West Fork. And I want to direct people towards something for the weekend.
Never too early to start thinking about the weekend.
Two shows only. One night only. Guys and Dolls, a brand new national tour, starts on Saturday at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville.
But if you're going to catch it here, you got to do it on Saturday.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Did a little email Q&A with one of the actors. His name is Steve Rosen, and he's playing Nathan Detroit. He's done everything. He still looks like he's 12. He looks as young as you do. And he's done everything, including being the original Sir Bedivere in Spamalot on Broadway.
Seriously?
He's been in movies like Arthur and Storytelling. He's been on TV in Law and Order and Kings. And now he's originating this particular role of Nathan Detroit. And he's hilarious, even in email. He says, I know what my strengths are, and I build the characters I play around the few things I'm good at, like poker and macrame. And then he says, I'm really looking forward to spending some time in Arkansas. I've never been down that way, and I can't wait to see if the people are as gracious as I've been told they are. This is my way of kissing up to you guys in print, so you'll clap more for the show.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
So, 2 and 8 o'clock on Saturday at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $30, 443-5600.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.